Now, the New York Times bestseller, Stuff White People Like, started out life as a blog that was the byproduct of a joke between friends about the brilliance of television program The Wire. Within a few short months, the site was getting hundreds and thousands of hits, and its writer, Christian Lander, had written a best-selling book based on the blog. Recently in Australia for the Sydney Writers' Festival, Christian Lander outlined his meteoric rise to fame and fortune.
So this is kind of the most ridiculous year of my life, and sort of what happened in that year is kind of unbelievable. It's an internet fairy tale to everyone who wants to be a writer, and I still can't believe it happened. So January 18th, 2008, sometimes when I get to give talks, I have a blackboard behind me, and I can write that date down because it's fairly important. So on that day, my friend Miles and I were having an instant messenger conversation about the TV show The Wire, which, as I understand, is pretty popular down here now, which is fantastic.
I saw it here.
And Miles, who's Filipino, we went to high school together, said he didn't trust any white person who didn't watch the TV show The Wire. I don't question this. Like, he's right. You know, I mean, neither do I, quite frankly. So from there, you know, as instant messenger conversations go, he was living in Vancouver and I was living in Los Angeles. We just started saying, well, what are white people doing instead of watching The Wire? We came up with things like, well, they're going to therapy, they're doing yoga, they're getting divorced. And it was that line, it was the getting divorced, which I just thought was so funny that some white person's like, oh, I'd love to watch that show, but I'm getting divorced again. I just don't have the time. And so I literally said, and Miles thankfully saved that instant messenger conversation, which is really important for legal stuff so that I froze him out of the future projects.
Yeah, sure.
White people
take notes.
Yeah. White people definitely like oppressing Filipinos. This is something that we've done for a long time. And continuing it and doing a really good job. But I actually said, that's it. It's blog time. And I just went to WordPress, which is the free blog hosting site that millions and millions of horrible blogs are started every single day on that site, including three or four by me in the previous year, and just typed in exactly what we were talking about, stuff white people like. That was it. There wasn't any focus groups. I didn't spend any time thinking about, oh, it has to be this great title. It's going to catch people's attention. I was like, this is just what it is. And then just started writing. And that was it. So January 18th, I just started writing. And in about 2 weeks, we were getting about 100 hits a day. And most of the hits were misguided searches for organic fair trade coffee. So that was the first little bit. And then when I got to, 25 or 26 entries, I thought, okay, this is actually pretty funny. I'm going to send this to all of my friends. And I think all of my friends would probably fit into this section right here. So about 25 people. And I guarantee you the 25 people over here are much more powerful and influential than my friends. They're, you know, unemployed or they're still in graduate school or they're, you know, not particularly powerful people. It's not like I have friends at the New York Times or anything. So I decided I was going to take the risk of bothering them and send them the site and say, look at this. And then what they did was they thought it was funny enough to forward on to their friends. And so there was sort of that one-to-one connection, right? It's not hard to get your friends to forward something on. But the amazing thing was their friends started forwarding on. Their friends who didn't know me. And they were sending back these long email chains of people either telling me what I was missing or how racist I was. It was to be a theme that I would have to get used to for the rest of the year. But then the traffic spiked to 1,000 hits in a single day. And I was working as a copywriter at this ad agency in Los Angeles. And I was sitting with the account executives. And the guy next to me was a junior account executive, and he says, you really need to put ads on here. You can make like $60 a month. That's dinner, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, that's perfect. And then, so from there, I decided, okay, so I have to register the domains, stuffwhitepeoplelike.com, and because I'm such a smartass, I registered .org, too, because .org is used for nonprofit organizations in the U.S., and I was like, I always wanted people to think that we were this nonprofit organization for the study of white people. But for the record, we are a for-profit organization for the study of white people. And so as soon as I registered those domains, it meant that the site no longer said stuffwhitepeoplelike.wordpress.com. It just said stuffwhitepeoplelike.com. And on that day, it was linked to from Comedy Central, which is America's big comedy channel that spawned South Park and Chappelle Show, from their main blog, and Good Magazine's blog, which is Al Gore's son's magazine. And so all of a sudden, the traffic spiked up to 30,000, and since I was hosting it on my own server, everything crashed. I'm like, great. You know what I mean? Like, this is awesome. You know, my ad revenue could have been like $100. You know what I mean? I was so excited for this. And so I called up the hosting service, and I said, what's going on? Why is this down? And I'm paying you guys literally $6 a month to host this. I expect some damn service.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you completely obliterated the terms of service of this blog. This is what are you running here, some sort of e-commerce site? And I go, no, it's just a blog. And he pauses at the other end of the line. He goes, is it an adult blog? And I had to say, I'm like, no, it's just words and stock photos of white people. He's like, no, it's not. And then he told me how much it was going to cost to host it. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. So I went back to WordPress. So no ads on the site at all, because that's part of their policy. Mm-hmm. And so from 1,000 hits a day, that day it got up to 30,000 hits a day. And this was in mid-February. So about February 10th, this is all happening. So less than a month after I started this. And then from there it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it goes 30,000, 100,000, 200,000, 400,000, and eventually 800,000 in a single day. And while all of this is going on, all these media outlets are contacting me for interviews. So like NPR, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the papers from back in Canada, like the Toronto Star and the Globe and Mail. And I'm doing all these interviews, and I'm crap at my job at this point, right? Like I'm not doing any work during the day. I'm just doing interviews all day long. And I really should have been fired. And then at the end of February, the agents started contacting me. So literary agents, and then eventually the talent agents from Hollywood, from the big five talent agencies, all wanted me to be represented by them. And so I live in LA, but I don't drive a car. I bike everywhere I go. Bicycle, not motorcycle, but bicycle everywhere I go. So biked up to Beverly Hills, met with some agents, and signed with an agent on March 1st. So again, that's why I write January 18th, 2008 on the chalkboard behind me. January 18th, I start this blog as a joke with my friend Miles. March 1st, I'm repped by a big talent agency in Los Angeles. March 31st, I have an American book deal. It's also the day I quit my job. It's a pretty good day. It's a household holiday in the Lander apartment. And so Random House was my publisher in the United States. They're very generous. They gave me 30 days to write the second half of the book. Which, coming from graduate school, was really no problem. I was like, what do you mean, no footnotes, no research? Yeah, no problem. This would be great. I just have to look in the mirror every day. So I finished the original manuscript was finished at the end of April, so I handed it in May 1st. Month of May was just going back and forth with edits and working on the flow charts in the book, like how to name a white child and where should I live, what's in that canvas grocery bag, and that sort of stuff.
I found these enormously helpful.
Yes. And so that went back and forth. Submitted the final approved manuscript on June 1st, 2008. The book was then published on July 1st, 2008. It was on the New York Times bestseller list July 14th, 2008, and published in Australia in December of 2008. So that's what happened.
Right.
And now I'm here.
So it's all about the links, not so much about the content. Christian Lander, author of Stuff White People Like, outlining the phenomenal success of his book, which started out life as a blog. It's published by Random House.